Coming off this week's NATO summit, there's been lots of focus on the strained ties with our neighbors, our allies in Europe. Allies is one word that has deep meaning, particularly in the region of Normandy in France, where Allied flags still fly over the beaches, sites of some of the bloodiest battles of World War II. Members of Tu Hulahalau from Oahu were there to mark the France and Hawaii alliance and pay homage to the lives lost as Allied soldiers fought shoulder to shoulder, and where cemeteries along the coast and cliffs of Normandy serve as reminders of what was lost and gained. The sounds of bells peal from the Ermenville Church Tower throughout the day in this little town. It's where the BBC first broadcast to the world following D-Day and the liberation of France from German occupation.
To let you know that the people of Normandy are celebrating their liberation. The church bells are ringing, and the villagers are going to mass to give thanks for their freedom.
And it was at the Ermenville Cemetery, the British cemetery, that members of Halau Mele and Halau Hula Omanoa paid their respects to those who died. The townsfolk turned out too, grateful knowing that decades ago, soldiers came from so far away from our Pacific Islands to stand with them.
It was very moving to see all the group in the cemetery because, I know they participated too. Mm-hmm. And, it's very important here. And all the children participate, you know, in the cemetery you saw. Every 6th of June, they put a flower on each tomb, and I think it's important.
The town's mayor, Jacques Lulon, welcomed the Hawaii contingent, grateful to be included as part of the festival.
Pour le festival, je crois que c'est des îles, hein, ça doit être ça. Et ils nous ont fait le plaisir d'abord.
Christine Harkness, a longtime member of Halau Hula Omanoa, underscored the mayor's efforts to remind us of what it means to be allies.
He's always made a real effort to make veterans welcome and to push the message, you must not forget. And wherever was the right-wing vote getting high in Europe, he always insists that we must never let this happen again. So the people here are very conscious of what the war was about and what it did.
The mayor's cultural attaché, Emmanuel Jacques-Don Payette, tells us along the towns who care for the war dead of their allies, diplomacy is deeply regarded.
And it's very, very important for us. And to have this ceremony of the Hawaii ceremony, it's very important too, I think. And I have to ask the British cemetery the authorization to come here, because here you are in England, it's not our territory. And they were very happy to have this ceremony in the cemetery.
Just out of town at the U.S. cemetery where thousands of Americans are buried, there on the wall is the name of an infantryman, Private Henry Sa'aga from Hawaii. The Halau members perform a heartfelt ole. Their presence turns heads. A French resident tells us he visits every D-Day anniversary, leaving flowers for his Hawaii friends who have ties to American soldiers buried here.
Thank you. ceremony traditionnelle hawaïenne pour honorer tous ceux qui reposent ici au cimetière pour apprendre plus de votre histoire.
The festival events in Normandy were a sprinkling of somber, respectful ceremonies and lighter moments, which included hula on the beach. Nothing showy, nothing splashy, just simple and sincere.
And old Hawaiian custom, when we say aloha to you.
And we continue to bring you stories about the ties between Hawaii and France in the weeks to come. Tomorrow, actually, marks Bastille Day in France, another big battle in that country's history. Next week, we'll be looking at modern-day efforts by French residents to examine Hawaii's history and culture. And if you go to our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org, you can listen to today's segment again or preview previous segments, as well as look at pictures and video.